Welcome to the Talent Report Plus Thrive podcast, where we dive deep into the ever-evolving topic of talent with insights from MRA members. I'm your host, Jim Morgan, Vice President of Workforce Strategies at MRA, and I'm thrilled to guide you through these conversations with our MRA members who are industry experts, thought leaders, and passionate professionals at the forefront of talent development.
Now it's my pleasure to introduce Kelly Kaufman. Kelly is the Chief Human Capital Officer with the Milwaukee Bucks. For those of you that are paying any attention to the Bucks, we were joking before we started backstage a little bit that we have another workers' comp issue, I think, for the Bucks after Giannis possibly got hurt. So can't give you any insider information, but she is the HR person and she deals with that as well as everything else. She's been with the Bucks now since 2014, and she moved up from just the VP of HR to the senior VP and now the Chief Human Resources Capital Officer. She drives a lot of the initiatives around HR as it drives the different business objectives. And like others, her HR expertise is in all of these key areas. It's a little bit unique because her product, her people, 15 of them are on TV, you know, almost every night. So it's a little bit more visible, but there are hundreds and hundreds of people behind the scenes as well. And we just thought it's a fascinating place to work and thought we would bring Kelly in to talk a little bit about that and the culture at the Milwaukee Bucks.
One of the things that's really impressed me about the Bucks is just the way that you keep your people engaged and really wanting to work for the Milwaukee Bucks. How do you do that?
So in order for us to keep everybody on the same page, we typically have these guiding principles that we follow. And usually when we'll do all staff meetings, these are the things that we show. I think it's all relatable stuff. Our president, Peter Fagan, speaks to this every single time. I think all of you can relate to these things and appreciate it. But I think one of the most important things that you'll see as a theme is our people are our most important part. We want you to be here, be present. If you can't be, it's okay. We have unlimited PTO here. We have it for a reason. If you're not on today, we get it. Stay home, refresh, figure it out, come back. One of the things that we really stress, and I think that we've done a good job of throughout our time here, is don't be a jerk, be nice. People who are difficult to work with or people who are a challenge don't last very long here. It's a very collaborative environment. It's very fast paced. Things happen that we have to change on a dime from day to day. Like Jim mentioned, we saw it yesterday. Unfortunately, I've got our top player on workers' comp right now, and we're about to go into the playoffs. So how is our marketing team going to refresh everything that we have going on that's going to talk about the first round of the playoffs and when he's going to be ready to play and when he's not? If he's not playing, Dame's at the forefront. We're going to make sure that Dame is visible. He's the leader of the team. How do we change what we do in order to support the team at that point in time?
Almost every company is talking about leadership training right now, and you seem to be doing a real good job of that. What works for the Bucks?
So one of the things that we did was we implemented an internal learning and development program called Antler Academy. And I'd mentioned we work with other teams very closely on a lot of things. The San Antonio Spurs are hands down the best team in the league when it comes to internal organizational development, learning and development. So right before COVID, we spent some time with the Spurs and traveled down to San Antonio. One day that we played them and said, tell us how you set this whole thing up. What did you do? What was important to you? What's worked? What hasn't worked? And they showed us literally everything from top to bottom, which was awesome. And then we actually engage them to do a couple internal training sessions for us as well. So we could see how they were presenting and how they were engaging with their employees as they were teaching them. One of my employees on my team, I should mention, our HR team is seven of us, including me. I have one now organizational development manager who at the time when we went down to the Spurs was one of our HR business partners. And she said to me, I always wanted to do learning and development. This is so interesting to me. I love talent management. I love succession planning. Is there any way that I could lead this program and modify my job to make this my full-time job? And this is what we've done. And she was promoted into that role and has done an incredible job creating these programs that I'm going to show you. So we've kind of molded and melded things depending on what's going on and what's important to our employees at the time. We knew that of those 350, there are only so many levels that we can have people move into from a promotion perspective because the team is so small. There are some times that we just can't provide a promotional opportunity. So what other things can we do to help keep them engaged and keep them here or help them be ready to move on to another team? The NBA and sports in general is weird. I'm from manufacturing. I'm not used to people coming up to me saying, okay, well, I saw this other job at, you know, the Sacramento Kings and I'm going to apply to it. So just to let you know, I'm interviewing on this day and whatever. I was like, wait, what? I mean, thanks for telling me, but I'm a little bit surprised that you're out there throwing it out there. But it actually is kind of nice to have the transparency because then I can call the head of HR at Sacramento and say, hey, this person's great. I know they're looking for this job. We don't have the availability to promote them into a job like that because of XYZ reason. This is a great spot for them to talk to you about. Please go for it. And that's been helpful. We spend a lot of time with our leaders. I think probably everyone on this call can relate to there can never be enough leadership training, especially when it comes to delegation and communication and time management. We do both just training, which is traditional, as well as we have leader roundtables, which have been really helpful for us to be able to connect some employees in leadership positions who may not just throughout the course of their work intersect with one another. So they can have some peers that they meet to bounce ideas off of, which, you know, if I struggle with delegation, maybe someone else has an idea of how it works for them. So it's been a huge hit for us.
We're talking to a lot of companies about emerging leader programs, how you identify high potential employees and how you train them. What do you do with the Bucks?
We have this emerging leaders program that they can nominate employees for. It's an 18-month program. They are assigned a mentor. They have different projects that they do throughout the year to take on some more executive level projects that they may not have had access to. For example, they were working on our OKRs and helping manage scorecards this past year. We spent some time with the Chicago Bulls where we were able to send that emerging leaders group. It's a group of 10 down to Chicago and they could see how another NBA team ran their business. Like I mentioned, the other teams are just so open. They were able to spend time with their sponsorship team, their sales, their marketing. How do we go about doing our business that's different than what we do here in Milwaukee? And hopefully come up with some great ideas. So of those 10 employees, literally every single one of them has been promoted in some way after this program has ended. We just happened to have positions that were going to be available. And some we made positions for people because of the skills that they showed and you know, the different expertise that they were able to bring to the table. So it's been a huge success and a lot of fun.
How do you handle succession planning?
We're to a point now where we've been doing it for 3 years that our managers are pretty well trained on what's expected of them, that every time we have an open position, they take a look. Do we have anyone in the pipeline ready to go? Do we have somewhere that's critical for us that we know that we're going to have to go external to, and we're going to have someone who's going to retire, or we're going to have someone we know who's going to move to another team, that I think it's taken a lot of pressure off. There haven't been very many employees who have resigned within these past couple of years that we haven't really at least been aware of or had it on our radar that they were going to be leaving. So it's been a huge benefit for us.
We're frequently talking to companies about employee engagement and how they work on their diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging efforts. I see, you know, the work that you've done with the Bucks ERGs. How has that really helped influence things?
As far as employee engagement goes, we have a diversity leadership council that we started in 2020. And we have from that has grown the following 6 employee resource groups who have come up. What's been so amazing about this is we started with Black, Pride, and WIN, the top 3 on there, Women's Initiative Network, Black Leaders and Advocates Creating Change, and Pride Alliance. Those were groups that people raised their hand right away and said, hey, I have interest in this. I want to learn more about this. I want to do this. and lead it. And we started there. And as those groups have kind of gained traction over the past 4 years and have created programming, they've got a lot of educational components with them. They do fun things together. A lot of interaction between the ERGs, and also, you know, one ERG may host an event. We just had our Black ERG hosted a Black art exhibition for an all-employee meeting where we had Black artists come in and explain, you know, some of their art and how they got into art and how art is meaningful to them. And then some of the other ERGs will help to support that as well. And, you know, one may lead it, but the other are allies. From that, UNIDOS, RISE, and Working Parents have all come organically after these first three, where people have said, hey, I loved participating in these three groups. How about we add one of these? And it's created amazing leadership opportunities. RISE, for example, is our young professional group. They are going to be, for the first time ever, mentors for our interns that are coming in for our intern program this year. So these are employees who have 5 years of experience or less in the professional setting. So it's giving them a chance to be a mentor for someone in college who's starting to learn and grow. And hey, how did I learn when I started working in the professional world? So we try to have a little bit of both education and then kind of stretch opportunities for them. Working Parents actually started as an affinity group as part of the Women's Initiative Network. But we've had so many people join, in particular, so many working dads in join, that we made it its own entire offset of the team. We probably have 80% of our employees participating in at least one ERG. We really want them to be able to devote their time. So, you know, at first, I think when we had the first three, we had a lot of people say, I want to do all three. And we said, don't stretch yourself too thin. We'd love you to pick one, and you can rotate if you want to, but pick something that you're really interested in learning about or being an ally for, and you can always move over to another. We want you to not spread yourself so thin that you can't do all of them. So there have been some great movement in between the groups, which has been great. It just gives people a chance that they can meet some other people and learn some new things and have support when they need it. It's just been such a nice thing for us to be able to offer to people.
The Bucks, like many other companies, are always looking for talent. How do you build your talent pipeline?
The NBA hosts an HBCU fellowship program. We don't have an HBCU in the state of Wisconsin, so this is a great way for us to be able to interact and network with other HBCUs across the country. Those students from HBCUs apply to be interns for the summer at certain NBA teams. So the NBA actually recruits them. They ask us what we want an intern to do. This year, they're going to be in our ticket operations department. And then they match us with an HBCU fellow. They come and stay the whole summer in Milwaukee. They do programming with our intern program, as well as some NBA networking as well, which is just awesome. So it gives someone who may not have the chance to visit Wisconsin a chance to learn a little bit about what we do. We have fellowship programs with Marquette, where we have a scholarship opportunity for a student who wants to do an internship for a semester. They request and they write up and they do a lot of work to get that internship, and we choose them for that. We have a program where we're actually hosting a graduation next week with the Community Reintegration Center, where we, for the entire season, choose 10 individuals from our local reintegration center. So these employees are coming off of a prison sentence, and we want to make sure that they gain expertise and some experience to be able to have on their resume. So they apply for the position. We typically usually get 20 to 30 inmates apply for those roles. They do housekeeping, they do conversions, and they also do retail, which they love. So it gives them three different departments to work in that they can put three different opportunities on their resume. We also make sure that we have MATC come and spend time with them so that they can get into some additional learning opportunities and some education if they need it. Really have them get ready to not just be, here you go, you're out, and you have, you know, no resources. That we're having six graduate of the 10 next week. And we typically hire almost every one of them afterwards, at least in a part-time position. They do such an incredible job. They get great training. They're so proud to have the opportunity to work and really get on their feet as they're released. Yesterday at our last game, we just started a partnership with Beyond Vision, who were able to provide some work opportunities to visually impaired now employees of ours who do. We get a lot of phone calls during the game, people calling either to want to buy tickets or, hey, what time do the doors open? What size bag can I bring into the building? So on and so forth. So we have Beyond Vision has all of the expertise in the programming to allow visually impaired people to be able to use a computer and to handle these calls and to be able to communicate via their programming, which is unbelievable. So we're super excited that we're able to start that program this year too. And we also work really closely with the Boys and Girls Club, so giving high school students the opportunity to get some work experience too. The majority of those students work in our retail team. So I always think, I worked in retail too. I think that's such a great place to learn working with the public. And, you know, you get to do a little bit of everything in a retail job.
Thank you for the look behind the curtain there. That was outstanding. We appreciate your, you know, sharing everything that you've got. I've got about 100 questions, but we're just about out of time, so I'll save them. And Kelly touched on many of the things that, you know, if something she said around coaching, employee engagement, leadership training, those are things that we do at MRA. And as a member, you have access to that. So if you're interested or you want anybody from here to follow up, thanks for joining us. If you have any questions to me, please feel free to reach out to me. Kelly, really appreciate you. It's a busy time of the year for all of you, but thank you for taking an hour out of your day to spend it with us.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Talent Report Plus Thrive podcast. Stay connected for more exclusive insights directly from our MRA members. Check out the show notes for valuable resources on today's topics. If you have questions or want to learn more about MRA, find my contact information in the show notes or check out www.mranet.org.